Britain to pardon 306 World War I veterans. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Britain's government is to pardon all of the 306 British soldiers its army executed for cowardice during World War I. The men were sentenced to death for committing military offences during the Great War. Britain's Secretary of Defence, Des Brown, said, "I believe a group pardon approved by Parliament is the best way to deal with this." The government decided to exonerate the war veterans posthumously 90 years after they were condemned to death. Mr. Brown added, "Although this is a historical matter, I am conscious of how the families of these men feel today. They have had to endure a stigma for decades." The decision was largely due to campaigning efforts made by the family of Harry Farr, who was shot at dawn aged 25 in 1916 for disobeying orders to return to the trenches. Farr's family battled for 14 years to clear his name. Harry Farr will be the first British soldier to have his name cleared. He was found guilty of misbehaving before the enemy in such a manner as to show cowardice. It took just 20 minutes for a court-martial to send the young soldier to the firing squad. It seems the judges ignored a lot of mitigating factors, including medical records, that showed Farr was unfit to fight. He had witnessed 2 years of carnage in some of the biggest campaigns of the war. He fought in one battle in which 20,000 of his comrades perished on the first day of fighting. He was admitted to hospital for 5 months with severe shell shock. His nurses reported him to be so traumatized he could not hold a pen steadily enough to write. When ordered to return to the front line, he replied, "I just can't go on." He reputedly refused a blindfold at his execution, so his compatriots would have to look him in the eye as they shot him.